This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
13, 12, 11. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in. Throws it out to Holman. Cross court to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman. Open, goes to the basket with five to go.
Wow.
And knocks it down. He banked it in.
It is a well-honed, highly skilled, amazingly talented basketball team that is winning at this state championship in boys D4.
The Trojans will dribble out the final 20 seconds, leading 60-44. Again, it was 16-0 Bodkins after the first 4 minutes. Bodkins, after a great challenge from Columbus Grove, which cut it to two in the third quarter. Trojans have pulled away to win it big time. And guess what? Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Fort Loramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3. In the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Loramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24. And McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt,
Paige Eilerman. They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie as we kick off the 2021-2022 high school basketball coverage on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Game one of our coverage, Fort Loramie hosting Miami East. The Redskins, as you heard in our opening segment to our live presentation tonight, won the state championship, as you all recall, last March. Should have won it the year before had the tournament not been stopped in March. Three state titles for Fort Loramie in the last eight state championships completed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and 900 wins amassed by the Fort Loramie girls program in its history, number two in girls D4, or I should say number two in all of girls basketball in this entire state of Ohio, Berlin Highland, with three or four more victories than Fort Loramie. Chuck, this is a new year, a new team. Expectations are high, as always, for Fort Loramie girls basketball. But let's put everything in perspective. That team a year ago far, far, far exceeded expectations. That club was remarkable. It was downright dominating. It was highly unique. It was a one-of-a-kind team last year, as was the club the year before. Head coach Carla Siegel, as she will tell us in just a few minutes, was blessed with amazing talent, that's for sure.
Well, they incredible talent in all phases of the game. I mean, one thing you know, Loramie's going to play defense, and they are going to be all over you. Just ask Tri-Village about that. And the other thing they're going to do offensively is they're going to space the floor as well as any basketball team you're going to watch all this season. So they're going to be young. They're going to be a little inexperienced, but by the time Ava Schultes, who is out tonight with an ankle, doesn't look like it's a horrible injury, but they get her back, some of these young players get some time on the floor, this is going to be a Fort Loramie basketball team, I promise you.
Redskins girls averaged 62 points a game last year. About 53 or 54 of those 62 points graduated.
That happens, and what you do when you're Fort Loramie is you reload, and they will reload this year. They're going to be a good basketball team. I mean, the tough start, because Miami East is going to be very good, and then they got Rushi coming in, who might honestly, on paper, be the favorite to win the girls Shelby County League. That's hard to say with Fort Loramie in the league, but that's a tough start the first two games. Luckily, they're at home.
Graduating a year ago, as you heard in our pregame open, Caitlin Gasson, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman, seven seniors. It's rare that head coach Carla Siegel graduates that many, seven. And there are just six seniors in total on this entire roster this year for the Fort Loramie girls basketball program. Two juniors, two sophomores, two freshmen. It is a young team, and without Ava Schultes here tonight, it is a very small team that will go 5'7", 5'8", 5'6", 5'7", 5'8".
Well, they're not experienced. I mean, Riley Heitkamp is going to be a key, handling the basketball on the point. She's got to be strong. She's got to distribute the basketball. If she scores, that's great, but she needs to not turn the ball over and get the ball to the right people.
Head coach Carla Siegel, like a number of outstanding coaches in the region, love this challenge, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
They're great about creating strategy, the X's and O's, player development, internal leadership, chemistry building. And that's what makes the job so much fun, so enjoyable from one day to the next. Far more to it than getting W's in the win column.
Well, I know that when I quit coaching, I didn't miss the wins. I didn't miss the parents, but boy, did I miss the kids.
We've got a JV game that is just wrapping up. You heard the buzzer right then. The Fort Loramie girls hang on to defeat Miami East by a count of 48-40. Miami East fought hard and long in this game, cut it to 4 or 5 points early on in the fourth quarter, but Fort Loramie prevails by 8 in the junior varsity tilt by a score of 48-40. I might note that last year at Miami East in November, the Vikings JVs beat Fort Loramie, stopping Phil Barhorst's 50-some game win streak as the JV coach. So this Miami East team has those young ladies back from the JV squad a year ago, holdovers from the varsity team a year ago, and the Vikings are high and mighty tonight and expect to play Fort Loramie right down to the very end of the varsity game.
Well, I'll tell you, they're not intimidated, and in the years that Loramie was a whole lot better than them, they still came out, they play hard. Miami East, known for their hard-nosed kids, and that's what we're going to see tonight. They're going to be aggressive. The ball's on the floor, I promise you. They're going to be on the floor after it.
Well, you make a good point. Fort Loramie plays extremely physical basketball, tight defensively. Miami East can take it and dish it right back out. It's a physical Division III girls basketball team under head coach Bruce Vanover, a veteran, 8 years. Miami East 12-12 the last two seasons under coach Vanover. Several sectional titles, one district, as I recall. And it's a club that's about ready to break through. It's a team with four seniors on the roster, a lot of height, a couple of six-footers, and clearly the size advantage in this opener tonight for Fort Loramie is not on the Redskins' side of the floor.
No, Miami East is going to have that advantage. Loramie's going to have to box out, put a body on them, not let them get two and three attempts each time down the floor.
Head coach Carla Siegel's team comes right back on Tuesday, Chuck, in a game we'll cover here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. It's Fort Loramie hosting Rushi as we kick off Shelby County League action on the girls' side. It should be a great game on Tuesday night. Head coach Carla Siegel's Redskins take to the road 12 times in 22 games. Minster away, Versailles away, Ottawa Glandorf away, Findlay Liberty Benton away, Lima Bath at home.
Did they take the schedule from the football team? Just decided that looked like fun?
Ooh, my. And let's give head coach Spencer Wells,
oh boy,
and his coaching staff and players a big tribute. Wow. I know the Redskins did not have the kind of one loss record they hoped, but it was a very, very good team, which did feature a number of Division IV performers on the Southwest Ohio All-District First Team.
Right.
I don't have those names handy right at the moment. I'll run them down for you on Tuesday night for sure, but kudos to the Fort Loramie basketball team, or I should say football team. Speaking of basketball, on the boys' side, Caleb Maurer will play. His shoulder injury suffered in the Marion local football game, just a very bad sprain and not a labrum tear.
That's good.
So that is very good news. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced just right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment at Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster, S-E-C-U-R, Com, online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. This reminder to our board operator at the radio station, we will have upcoming, in a matter of 15 or 20 seconds, a radio station one-minute break on our queue. Additional news sponsors here at scoresbroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. Our radio station sponsors tonight include Jermaine and Cromas Funeral Home in Piqua, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. We return in a minute here at Fort Loramie. It's girls high school basketball, the Redskins against Miami East, as we kick off our 2021-22 high school basketball coverage on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again at Fort Loramie High School as we are about 12 minutes or so away from the start of tonight's girls basketball game between Fort Loramie and Miami East as we raise the curtain on high school basketball coverage for 2021-2022 here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Those massive margins of victory by the Fort Loramie girls, Chuck, last March in the two state tournament games were by 42 and 34 points. Fort Loramie hit 53% of its shots on offense, extremely sharp both inside and out. Defensively, they stifled the opponents, Convoy, Crestview, and McDonald, forcing 49 turnovers. Get this. In eight quarters of state tournament basketball, the two opponents were held to 5 points or less in four of the eight quarters. Does that tell you something about Fort Loramie's defense?
Does not surprise me in the least.
This Fort Loramie girls basketball team this year will include the likes of seniors Colleen Brandaway, Riley Heitkamp, Aubrey Baker, Ava Schultes, Kara Meyer, and Allison Schmidtmeyer. Victoria Mesher is a freshman, the tallest on the varsity roster, at 6 feet tall. The juniors, Ava Turner at 5'8", Skylar Albers at 5'7", or I should say Ava at 5'8", and Olivia Mesher at 5'7". The sophomores, are Skylar Albers, who is 5 feet 7 inches tall, and Jaden Rose at 5'10". Freshman Victoria Mesher, a 6-footer, Avery Brandewee at 5'7". That's the 12-person roster for the Fort Loramie girls. 2 days ago, I had the chance to speak with head coach Carla Siegel in her 23rd year at the helm of the Fort Loramie girls program, and she reflected back on the last two seasons, and especially that state championship year that concluded in March.
We were definitely blessed with those two classes, the athletes that were in them, and it was a fun year. And that senior class last year, you know, with Dana and Kenzie, and you had Corinne and Kate and Jaden Putoff and Claire Gephardt, and I don't know if I forgot anybody else, but they were just what a great group of girls, and they were such good leaders, and they included the underclassmen so well. And I'm hoping that, you know, our seniors tonight play well because they're used to playing at that level. And so kudos to the seniors last year for leading us to the state title in, at UD.
Brand new season, brand new club. I know you enjoy the challenge of rebuilding, so to speak. You're not as tall as you were a year ago. You're younger, and this club over the next several weeks will develop an identity.
That's the big word. That's probably the word that we've been using a lot in practice so far is, who are you? What can you do to help our team?
Yeah.
I don't think we're as deep as we were the last 2 years. You know, I was used to playing 10 girls, subbing 3-4 at a time. I don't know if we can do that this year yet. Not saying that we can't, but there's some girls on our team that, well, half of our team with no varsity experience. And so we're trying to teach them the ropes. The seniors this year are doing a great job. They are wonderful leaders. They're encouraging the girls. They're helping the girls, reminding them of the plays. So, like you said, this season, it's a 4-month season, and it's going to take us all 4 months to get these girls where we need them to be.
Ava Schultes won't play in the opener, out with an ankle injury.
That is correct. She sprained it in our scrimmage on Tuesday night. You know, the chiropractor and the trainer just don't think that tonight's the right night to get her on the floor. So we're resting her, and hopefully we'll have her Tuesday night against Rushi, which is a big league contest.
You've had a number of scrimmages, but with volleyball and all, you really have only had, what, 8 or 10 practices with these ladies?
Yeah, yesterday, Thursday, was our 8th practice together with this group.
Okay.
And just remember, like I said, 6 of them are new, and so to get them where we want them to be in 8 practices has been hard. But they work hard, they listen well, they want to do well. So we're gonna fight tonight. We're gonna do everything that we can to give Miami East fits, and hopefully we can take care of our home floor tonight.
This has been a really good rivalry. I know the last 13 years you've met 12 times, and you've won 2 or 3 of those games by lopsided margins. But it's always a physical game. It's a good club to have on your schedule.
It really is. What I like about Miami East is that community loves basketball as much as Fort Loramie loves basketball.
Yes.
And so I think when you have two teams where the school tradition of basketball and the culture is, it's a fun game. And it's no different than like playing in Minster or Versailles on our schedule. So this is a great non-league game for us. It's a great game to start the season with. They're not in our league. They're not in our division. We can just go out there and play basketball and have fun tonight.
Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie talking about last year's squad. She misses that bunch. Sure she does. Expectations high again this year. But once more, Chuck, let's put everything into perspective. That team in 2020-21, which won the state championship second weekend of March several months ago, was extraordinary. Sensational. Probably will never be duplicated in Ohio Division IV girls basketball.
You're probably right. I mean, they, like I said, they had every aspect of the game covered. They had a great point guard, distributed the ball well, shot. They shot threes. They had Holscher and Rose inside and out. I mean, it was just a really, really strong basketball team in every phase of the game.
Speaking of Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher, 59 points. A grand total of 59 combined by those two young ladies in the state final four last March. And Corinne Heitkamp, who graduated, knocked down 4 threes in those two games. About 6 minutes away from the start of our game tonight between Fort Loramie and Miami East. As I mentioned earlier, Bruce Vanover, 8 years head coach for the Vikings. He's been at two or three different schools. He loves what he does. He cares about coaching and teaching, and it really does show. And we talked to him several days ago at a practice, and he highlighted this year's club and says his schedule is stoked with quality opponents, and he enjoys watching his club mature and develop each season.
The older I get, the longer I coach, the more I realize it's really more about basketball, and it's really neat, you know, watching them grow and then watching them come back and still appreciate what you've done for them. Maybe sometimes they don't always appreciate it in the moment, but they realize that it's always hurt. I read something one day that said, coach them hard and then hug them. You know, coach them hard, make sure they know you love them, and they'll do about anything for you. And I think we've kind of developed that atmosphere here that, you know, we're here for you, and just play hard and we'll have a lot of fun and enjoy the time we're together.
And Miami East is in the Three Rivers Conference now. You do have 8 non-league games scheduled in girls basketball each year. You play for Laramie, Anna, Versailles, a lot of quality clubs outside your conference.
Yeah, and I'll always do that. I think that you've got to up your competition through the season when you can to help you at come tournament time, you know, make a tournament run. And the teams you play that are a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more fundamental, play at a higher level, just make you that much better when it comes time to make the tournament. When you hit tournament, you're 0-0. So right. You want to be ready. Right. And we always want to be ready.
You've got your roster there handy. A quick thumbnail sketch of some of the experienced young ladies that we'll be highlighting during play-by-play of this game tonight.
Yeah, well, we're returning 7 who lettered last year. We're returning Paxton Hunley at point guard, returning Cameron Francis at the post. She's 6-foot sophomore. Returning Mara Posey, 5'7 shooting guard, led us in 3-point shooting last year. Returning Kylie Kirby, senior, who's played varsity for this will be her 3rd year. She's just kind of a nice all around utility player. Plays hard, aggressive, strong, just strong as a bull. You've got Kaylee Fetters, who's a 3-year varsity player, playing post. Nice thing about Kaylee, she can rebound. She can step out and hit the 3, so it gives us a little bit of a two-dimensional player. And then you're adding in some youthful kids in there, probably missing somebody who returning. Abigail Cadle was playing varsity last year, hurt her knee. She's a returning letter winner, but missed a good chunk of the season with a knee injury. So I like our youthfulness. We're very young. We're going to be playing 6 sophomores and 4 seniors. They are very competitive, so a lot of hungry players on the floor when they're out there.
Yeah, defensively, Miami East girls will apply pressure, and you'll run the basketball at the offensive end.
That's what we're going to try to do. That's the game plan, barring injuries and foul trouble and stuff. You know, we want to play an up tempo style. But anybody that's been around knows that there's 3 defenses we'll play. We'll play man to man. We'll play half-court trap, and we'll run a little bit of the 1-2-2 zone. And it kind of game dictates what we're going to do, or, you know, scouting dictates what we're going to come out in. But in general, we would like to be more of an up-pressure ball club, definitely from now for the next quite a few years, we hope.
And when you play somebody the quality of Fort Laramie, you learn what you've got to fix to get ready for the next game.
Oh, yeah, and that's why we're opening up with them. Play them game 1 and figure out what you got to do to get to game 28, 29, and 30. You know, that's kind of the idea. If we can get that far, that'd be great. But, yeah, open up with Laramie, open up with Mechanicsburg, then go to Troy, and then to West Lib, the 4 of our first 5 games. We're gonna run the gauntlet quick and see how we do. But we like the challenge, and we wouldn't have it any other way.
Bruce Vanover, 8 years head coach at Miami East, which scrimmaged at Olentangy Berlin on Wednesday night this week. Sparta Highland was there as well. Speaking of scrimmages, Fort Laramie tackled in scrimmages in the past few weeks the likes of Arcanum, Coldwater, Spencerville, Ottoville, Wapakoneta, Convoy Crestview, and Lima Shawnee. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie liked what she saw. A few too many turnovers at times. Didn't get off the shots at the offensive end. She would have preferred, but she did see some improvement. The volleyball kids, she's only had for about 8 or 9 days.
Absolutely, and that's what you got to do. And the thing about Coach Siegel and all coaches, but especially her, she gets a rotation going. She likes to run 8 and 9 girls in and out of the basketball game. She's not going to have that luxury early in the season.
Again, we'd like to remind you, we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks in part to these three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. I misspoke earlier. One of our fine radio station sponsors is Germain of Sydney. That's new and used cars, Germain of Sydney. Chroma's Funeral Home in Piqua, also on with us via the radio, along with Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. We'll return with the starting lineups in a couple of minutes. It's Fort Loramie against Miami East girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangemanfh.com.
Our tip-off here tonight brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will keep you moving forward. That's Pinnacle Sports Therapy. An array of outstanding sponsors with us on scoresbroadcast.com, including the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components for these two teams tonight for Fort Loramie It's take advantage of the seniors you've got, the experience on the floor, including Colleen Brandewee and Riley Heitkamp, and also Kara Meyer. Ava Shouldis does not play tonight because of a tender ankle. For Miami East, the key building components feed the size. Go to the big girls on the interior. Six-footer Cameron Francis and 5'10", Kaylee Fetters. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. For Fort Loramie, the opening five, Colleen Brandewee, 5'7", and a senior. Ava Turner, 5'8", and a junior. Riley Heitkamp, 5'5" tall, a senior. Skylar Albers, a sophomore at 5'7", and Kara Meyer, a 5'8" senior. All five of these ladies listed on the roster as guards.
And they're all, you look out there, they're all together with Coach Siegel. They're all the same height.
Yep.
Coach Siegel's the tall one.
For Bruce Vanover's Miami East Vikings, the opening five is as follows. 6-point score a year ago, Paxton Unley, 5'5", a senior. Jacqueline Cadle, 5'7", and a freshman, gets the starting nod. Cameron Francis, 6-footer, sophomore, 4 rebounds a year ago. Marin Gross, 5'6", sophomore, at a guard. And Kaylee Fetters, 5'10", senior, 5 points a game, 4 rebounds a year ago. Game underway, opening tip, won by the taller Miami East. And right away, the Vikings Fetters launches a three. It's an air ball out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession against Miami East pressure. Zipping up the right side of the floor, it's Heitkamp. Into the corner, throws middle of the floor, deflected. Picked up on the arc by Fort Loramie. Here's a long three-pointer jacked up there by Turner, wide right. Loose ball, rebound, Fort Loramie punched away by Miami East. Scrapped for the ball below the basket. Out of bounds to the Redskins. Riley Heitkamp will trigger below the rim to the right. She peers into the lane. It's a cutter right down the middle of the floor. It's Brandewee. She catches, shoots, no, but she slapped on the wrist, and she's got a couple free ones coming. Two shots for Colleen Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Was right around 7.5 points a game a year ago. Shot the three ball extremely well. Better as the season progressed. 47% from the floor. Twos and threes both was Colleen a year ago. And she missed the first free throws and stripped the nets on the second. 1-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Miami East quickly shooting a long three. Paxton Hundley, left flank, no, off the flange. Long rebound, kicks ahead to the Redskins. Ava Turner, ball tipped away at midcourt, gobbled back up by Riley Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Enters the lane, errant pass, picked off by the Vikings. Miami scoots, forecourt left. It's Gross, into the corner, stumbles, ball batted out of bounds by the Redskins. A minute gone, 1-0 Fort Loramie in the lead.
Looks like the first game of the season.
Yes. A lot of helter-skelter action. No field goals yet. Limited production. Just a free throw. Fetters on the arc. High left. It goes to Gross. She's available. Shoots it. No good. A little bit too strong. Long rebound kick to Heitkamp. Up the floor to Ava Turner for Fort Loramie. Bounce pass back to Heitkamp. Fumbles it. Hands off to Skylar Albers. Right corner Brandewee. Skylar, high right, hits a cutter down the lane, slipping to the rim. Kara Meyer left it short, no good. Rebound Paxton Hundley, Miami East. Vikings in the road, blue, white numerals. Fort Loramie, white from top to bottom, black numbers outlined in red. Here's a long lob pass from out near center circle. Down inside for the six-footer, Cameron Francis caught it, missed the shot. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly Redskins into the lane. Out back to Albers, long three ball, bottom of the well. Right through the net, Skylar Albers drains it.
Good ball movement that time. Inside, found her on the outside on the arc.
A triple by Albers, 4-0 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Fort Loramie hustling, switching quickly on defense. Baseline drive, Vikings. It is knocked away out of bounds off the hands of Brandewee.
Paxton Hundley for the Miami East Vikings. Her mommy, Ramey, played basketball and softball for me at Pickwa back in the day.
How about that? Avery Brandewee has entered now for Fort Loramie. Vikings throw it in from below the rim. It's pinballed around, and the Redskins come away with the steal. Ball looped up ahead to Colleen Brandewee. Goes into the post to Avery Brandewee. Spin maneuver. She's in traffic. Tie-up occurs. Referee blows the whistle. Alternate possession. Fort Loramie ball. 5:29 to go first quarter. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins defense looks every bit as feisty as it's been in the past,
right,
Chuck.
Well, they're, even if you're not going to play great offense early in the season, your defense, there's no excuse to not play it.
The Vikings have had a couple open looks on the arc, but have not connected.
Victoria Messer, the 6-foot freshman, has checked into the game now.
Looking to throw in baseline right, Fort Loramie, handled by Turner. Straight away it goes to Brandon. We back to Ava. Now to Riley Heitkamp at the FL logo at midcourt. High right to Brandewee. Straight away, it is Mesher handling the basketball. Victoria, 6-foot frosh. Redskins on a weave. Brandewee, Riley Heitkamp, 25 feet away. Checked closely by Kennedy Ellifritz, who's in now. A 5'6 sophomore for the Vikings. 5 minutes left, first quarter. 4-0 Fort Loramie. One field goal so far. That a triple by Albers. Ball thrown foul line, Riley Heitkamp, and then spins back out on top. Good defense by the Vikings during this offensive series by Fort Loramie. High left, it's Ava Turner. Into the post, it goes to Mesher. She wheels and deals down the lane and banks it in. Victoria Mesher, not just two.
That's the first two of, I'm sure, many in her high school career.
6-0 Fort Loramie. 4:30 left, opening quarter of play. Deep left corner, Jacqueline Cadle for Miami East. On top to Mara Posey, who's in now, a 5'7 senior. Head coach Bruce Vanover substituting freely, as he said he would. Micaiah Musselman, a 6-foot soft, has checked in. Here's a foul line jump shot by Musselman. Short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long throw down the floor, baseline left. Avery Brandewee stumbles, lost
wow.
it. Got it back and scored. Good bank shot by Brandewee. In a cluster of players, muscled one up and through. And Fort Loramie leads it 8-0, 4:01 to go first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Understand that a 7 o'clock tip at Sydney has resulted in halftime already. 27-27, Rushi Sydney all tied up. That should be a stellar of a game here on Tuesday night. Rushi comes to Fort Loramie to kick off play in the Shelby County League. Miami's with the ball between the rings. It is Kennedy Ellifritz throwing to the post. Picked off on the play by Fort Loramie. And the Redskin is tripped. Aubrey Baker, 5'6 senior, snared the pass and was dumped from behind. Foul Hundley of Miami East. Vikings at the moment have Mara Posey and Kennedy Ellifritz on the floor. We'll check out the remaining three in a moment. Quickly, Fort Loramie, forecourt right. Ball whipped around the top of the circle to Victoria Mesher, left wing. Straight away to Jaden Rose, who's in now. Jaden, a 5'6 sophomore. Jaden gives it up 25 feet out to Avery Brandewee. High right, it is Colleen Brandewee, Avery's sister. Open player, deep left corner, three ball, bullseye! Woo, Skylar Albers again, Chuck.
That was Rose.
I'm sorry, Jaden Rose. Fort Loramie's Jaden Rose popped home a triple to make it 11-0. That was a deep one, almost out of bounds. Good shot, but Jaden didn't touch the rim. 11-0 Fort Loramie. Ball swatted by the Redskins, who make a steal. Picked off on the play by Audrey Baker. Aubrey Baker lobs a pass down the floor in the right corner. Miami East gets a piece of it, and he goes out of bounds.
Well, it's so much for me saying that she couldn't run a whole bunch of players tonight, because she's doing it anyway, and everybody coming into the game is doing a nice job.
But threes already made by Skylar Albers
and Jaden Rose.
And Jaden Rose. 11-0 Fort Loramie. After a slow start, Redskins shooting the ball very well. 2:54 to go here in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie's defense has shackled Miami's offense so far. Top of the key, straight away, Jaden Rose on a weave. High right, Victoria Mesher. Ball given up on the arc, thrown right back to Victoria, and Miami steps in front and steals. Nicely done by Mara Posey. Down the floor to Cadle. Jacqueline on the bounce, now to Posey between the circles. Miami East yet to score. 2:20 left, opening quarter. Deep right corner, dribble action by Miami East, but a walk. Turned over by Gross.
That's five turnovers for the Vikings now, and they haven't scored yet.
2:21 left, opening stanza. Fort Loramie 11, Miami East nothing. The young Redskins don't look so young, Chuck. They've got some polish to them already.
I'll tell you what, I'm real impressed with Avery Brandaway, the inside. She's made a couple of really nice inside moves.
Yep, she and Victoria Mesher, two ninth graders, have a lot of savvy know-how for being so young. Here's a deep three, right corner, Fort Loramie, Riley Heitkamp. It is short off the iron, and it glances out of bounds on the baseline. 11-0 Redskins. Miami East brings it down. Vikings have gone 6 minutes without a point. Jacqueline Cadle weave out front to Posey. Outside the arc, left side to Abigail Cadle, 5'6 sophomore. Her sister Jacqueline, a 5'7 thrush. We have a momentary delay by the official.
The clock wasn't running.
And it was stopped at 1:59. Stoppage of action, and Miami East will throw the ball back on the floor. Near side, it's Jacqueline Cadle to Abigail. One bounce. She's being guarded tightly. Hits a cutter, baseline right. Driving layup by Hundley. Oh, left it short. No good. That was about the Vikings' best chance to score so far from close in. And it was shy of the mark. Rolled off the rim. Tie-up occurred. Arrow favors Miami East. Minute 48 to go. First period, 11-0 Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the rim. Vikings look to throw in. It is Jacqueline Cadle who catches. Long, high-arching bomb. Good from way downtown. Jacqueline Cadle, a triple. Here's Fort Loramie throwing it 60 feet down the floor. Inside, short shot missed by Riley Heitkamp, taken away by Miami East. Forecourt left, it's Abigail Cadle. Dropped it, picked it up. Minute 26 to go in the first. 11-3 Fort Loramie. Coming out to catch, Kaylee Fetters. Left flank, Jacqueline Cadle, three-pointer, high archer, short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here comes Heitkamp. Chest pass ahead to a teammate. Then a lob down low, inside, Victoria Mesher. Ball is knocked away by Miami East, and it goes out of bounds. Redskins will throw in, baseline left, up 8, 11-3. Ava Turner on the floor for Fort Loramie, along with Skylar Albers. Colleen Brandewey in. Ball lobbed in play. Foul line, Brandewey. She tries to go down the right side of the lane. Meets resistance. Defensive foul against the Vikings in the act of shooting.
Nice aggressive move by Colleen. She was more of a jump shooter, but I like the fact that she realizes that she's going to have to kind of be the go-to person offensively, especially with Schultes out.
Yeah, Colleen, primarily a year ago, jump shots, 15 to 20 footers behind the arc.
She's a terrific shooter.
But she's got the skill to take it to the cup, that's for sure. Made a free throw, second one danced off. Rebound Vikings. Open player, left side of the floor is Jacqueline Cadle. Bank shot, missed it. Didn't have enough oomph on it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Outlet to Victoria Mesher. Good handoff on the play to Albers. She's clobbered from behind. Looked like there might have been a foul on the Vikings. No call, ruled out of bounds to Fort Loramie. 48.8 to go in the first. 12-3 Redskins. Heitkamp inbounds to Turner, left corner. On top, Albers. Right back to the three-point shooter, Riley. A deep one, left corner of the floor, short, over the back, foul on the board against Fort Loramie. Avery Brandewey picked it up. 41.5 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 12 and Miami East 3. Again, repeating, it's Sydney tonight. Rushi 27. Sydney Girls 27. We expected that to be a very good game. Deflected pass, steal. Taken away by Skylar Albers. Motors down the floor, drives, lays it up too hard. Rebound Avery Brandewey short. Tie up on the loose ball in the lane. Redskins keep it. 23.3 to go. Redskins started the game slowly, first couple minutes. They're finishing the first quarter a bit slowly. The middle 4 minutes, Chuck, Fort Loramie played exceedingly well.
Yeah, they offensively. I mean, they played defense the entire time, but their offense is going to be a work in progress.
Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim, 23.3 to go, opening period. It goes baseline left, fed on the arc to Albers, broken up, gotten back though by Riley Heitkamp. 17 to go, opening period. Top of the circle, Victoria Mesher. Ball fed into the lane, back to the basket is the Redskins' Avery Brandewey, and she took a knee in the keister, foul against the Vikings. It's Common. Baseline left of the rim, Riley Heitkamp will trigger for Fort Loramie. Substitution, Riley comes off. Coming on, Jaden Rose. She's the playmaker now. Good inbounds toss to Brandewey. Open 13-footer outside the lane on the left, off the ring. 6 seconds to go. Vikings have the ball. Quickly, forecourt left. Now the ball lob low on the right. Shot missed by the Vikings. Rebound basket. Good at the buzzer. Well done by Kaylee Fetters. And the first quarter closes out. Fort Loramie 12, Miami East 5, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Fort Loramie Games sponsors. These three are with us for Fort Loramie Games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Vikings have the ball to start the second quarter after recording the final hoop to end the first. Straight away, it's Micaiah Musselman, six-footer, throws down low to a teammate. Musselman gets it back, little left-hand half-hook, short. Got it in good position, couldn't finish. Rebound on the play by Fort Loramie. Redskins with it, 30 feet out. It is Brandewey. Goes top of the circle to Skylar Albers. Ball punched away momentarily. Fort Loramie gets it back. Brandewey, 25 feet out. Goes right flank to Jaden Rose, who's made a three in this game. And over-guarding foul whistled against Miami East.
This is one of the things that I'm sure early in the season concerns Coach Siegel, is who's going to take handle of the basketball when Heitkamp is getting a rest, because she can't play, you know, all 32 minutes.
Yeah, very good point. need that depth chart at point guard to develop itself.
Oh, my goodness. That's the place where you win basketball games.
Oh, here's Fort Loramie throwing down inside, pivoting, shooting, scoring with the left hand as Avery Brandewee, a nifty maneuver.
Man,
whew, she's got a couple of good-looking shots.
I like her already.
Long three outside the arc, left wing. It is Hunley shooting. It is high off the rim. Hit a cable above the clock, above the glass. Was out of bounds. Wasn't called. Fort Loramie got the rebound anyway. Oh, good inside delivery by Fort Loramie. Down low on the right, Victoria Mesher goes up strong, and she's walloped on the arm. Boy, Victoria Mesher sets up in the post, Chuck, and she has got strength. Minute 10 played here in the second quarter, 14-5, Fort Loramie over Miami East. Two free throws, Victoria. The first is right on the button.
Well, you know, every year, I think this is probably my last year, but I think I now want to see these two freshmen to see how good they are when they're seniors. So I got to stay now.
That's March of 2025.
If I'm still around.
Yeah, Victoria Mesher has just flipped in a couple of foul shots to extend Fort Loramie's lead to 16-5. 6:47 to go here in the second quarter. The Vikings have the ball 20 feet away on the left. It's Abigail Cadle. Throws a sloppy pass down inside, intended for a teammate. Fort Loramie gets a fist on it and drives it out of bounds. Kennedy Ellifritz is the playmaker. Lobs into the post to Musselman. Behind her to Posey. Outside the arc to Ellifritz from three-point land. Bingo! Kennedy Ellifritz drains it. 16-8, Fort Loramie leads over Miami East. Quickly on the floor, Riley Heitkamp darts into the lane. Feeds Mesher. Mesher strong to the glass. Blocked from behind. Good play by Musselman. And then a tie-up ensues. It'll be Redskins possession below the backboard. Fort Loramie doing a good job, even after Miami East makes, of getting down the floor in a jiffy.
That's what they do.
16-8, Fort Loramie. Good inbounds pass to the cutter. Brandewee missed it right in front. Loose ball rebound, gobbled up by the Redskins again. Errant pass picked off by Ellifritz. Left-hand dribble, driving, shooting, hacked on the play. Good defensive maneuver by Ellifritz, who made the pick at the defensive end. Almost got the three-point play, but she'll shoot two.
That was a self-defense because the ball was right at her. See, if she didn't catch it, she was going to hit her in the face. That was a really poor pass.
Free throw, Ellifritz, yes. Four straight to Kennedy. 16-9, Fort Loramie leads by seven. 6:05 to go here in the second quarter. Biggest lead for Fort Loramie, Chuck, was what?
11, I think.
Second shot, Ellifritz much too hard, hit the glass, then the rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Redskins quickly up the floor outside the arc. It's Albers, finds an open player down inside. Ava Turner missed it from 4 feet. Fort Loramie got it back. Heitkamp, a quick dish down into the post to Kara Meyer. Banker from six, too much mustard on that one. Rebound down to Miami East, which is down only seven now after trailing by double digits. Ellifritz, 17 feet away, doesn't shoot. Outside the arc, high left to Posey. Dribbles into a cluster of white jerseys. Fort Loramie on the steal. Then a reach-in by Miami East. 5:43 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 16, Miami East 9. 1-1 here for Fort Loramie.
I think it's going to be Riley.
Redskins, I think, had 11 points before Miami East scored.
It was 11-0 and 16-5.
So it's 16-5, four straight points now by Miami East. And 9 of the last 14 have been scored by the Vikings. Couple free throws here. Riley Heitkamp for Fort Loramie. And the shot is swished. I said a couple prematurely. She needed to make the first to earn the second.
She heard you.
And she did. Second shot in the air, right on target as well. Fort Loramie 18, Miami East 9. 5:43 to go, second quarter. Vikings down the right side. Jacqueline Cadle on the arc to Ellifritz. Flips it cross court to Abigail Cadle. Tried to split a couple defenders. Fort Loramie gets a fingertip on the ball, and it rolls out of bounds. Vikings will play in. low on the left. Both teams with frequent line changes, a lot of substitutions in this game. Baseline left, Ella Fritz tries to hit a cutter, diving into the paint area, intercepted on the play by Kara Meyer of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to streaking Riley Heitkamp, and it's punched out of bounds from behind by the Vikings. 5:23 to go, second quarter, Fort Loramie 18, Miami East 9. Ball lob, top of the circle, Ava Turner for Fort Loramie. Ava on the bounce. Right wing, Kara Meyer. Coming out to catch straight away, it is Albers. Weave on top, here's Avery bringing it away. Left flank, Ava Turner throws near side of the floor. Good overplay by Marin Gross of Miami East, and she stabs it out of bounds. 5:03 to go in the second, 18-9 Fort Loramie. Here is Kara Meyer inbounding near midcourt. Riley Heitkamp's got it. Bounce pass. Right flank, Skylar Albers. Here's a baseline J by a teammate. Swish on the play. Ava Turner right through the cords. It was perfect. A deuce by Ava. Very good shooter on the JVs a year ago. 20-9, Fort Loramie after the Turner basket. Blocked. Ella Fritz, 17-footer left wing, blocked on the play. Outstanding defensive effort by Skylar Albers. Open player down the floor, low on the right for Fort Loramie is Avery Brandewey. She catches back to the basket, bumping foul against the Vikings. 1-1 again for Fort Loramie. 4:29 left in quarter number two. Avery Brandewey at the stripe. Boy, the way that Rushi-Sydney game is going tonight, Chuck. 27-all tie headed to the third quarter. And the way the youngsters from Fort Loramie are looking so far this evening, that shapes up is one heck of a matchup on Tuesday night. Rushi here at Fort Loramie.
I think it should be a heck of a game.
First free throw by Brandewey is perfect. 21-9 Redskins. Second shot, Avery on the money as well.
Wow.
I like the strokes at the free throw stripe.
She has just so far impressed me a lot.
Ooh, I should say so. 4:29 to go in the second. 22-9 Fort Loramie. Here comes Miami East, forecourt left, Paxton Hundley. It's a young lady who goes below the basket. Jacqueline Cadel doesn't look at the rim, comes out on the other side, hooks it up, and scores. What a play by Jacqueline Cadel of Miami East. That was a no-look hook shot. Well done. 22-11 Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Ava Turner below the backboard. Ball fed on top to Colleen Brandewey. Open 18-footer short. She followed, got it back, banked it. It is rolling out. Rebound taken down by Musselman of Miami East. Foul on the Redskins. They do have 22 points after a quarter and a half, Chuck, but they've missed probably half a dozen shots that normally I think the Fort Loramie girls will make.
They will make them. That last shot by Brandewey was, she didn't, she going to make that 8 out of 10?
Nope. I think the light breeze here in the gym blew that ball off the rim.
And they're still up 11.
Here is Miami East. Cross court, back cut, attempt, intercepted on the play by Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie. Good theft. Up ahead to Colleen Brandewey. Right side throw, Ava Turner, back to Colleen. Colleen nearly double dribbles. Head coach Carlos Siegel signals a play. Five digits held up. 3:22 to go in the second. Ava Turner inside the arc, right wing. Oh, she is clobbered on the play by a Viking who is a bit too aggressive, and Fort Loramie will accept the 1-1 chance. 3:17 to go, second quarter. 22-11, Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at the Fort Loramie Gym on scorersbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. 1-1, Ava Turner calmly drops it home. 23-11, Fort Loramie. Redskins at the stripe, Chuck. Do your addition quickly.
They are 7 of 9.
I like it. Second free throw here, Ava Turner. spins the ball. 1-2 bounces. It's in the air. Yes. All net. Fort Loramie 24, Miami East 11, 3:17 left here in quarter number two.
They're actually 10 of 12 now.
Okay. I like the amendment.
I got my foot going so I could count that high.
Okay. Here is Gross, top of the circle, feeds a teammate Fetters. Shot blocked, loose ball beneath the rim. Reverse layup, Jacqueline Cadle short, rebound down to Fort Loramie. Starting up ahead for the Redskins is Jaden Rose. Ball thrown into the lane, pinballed around. Loose ball, baseline left. 18-footer, Kara Meyer around and out, no good. Loose ball, side court, touch last before Loramie, as Jaden Rose could not quite reel it in.
Last touch by the official, but he happened to be standing out of bounds. So yeah. Good call in Miami East ball.
2:47 to go, second quarter, Fort Loramie 24, Miami East 11. Far left wing, Jacqueline Cadle slips into the lane. Out of Paxton Hundley. On top, Jacqueline Cadle. Good overplay by Fort Loramie, a steal. There's a bust out down the floor by Ava Turner. Hits Colleen Brandewey, who lobs low on the left for a teammate. Below the backboard is a Redskin player who gets a pass away before Carla Siegel can call timeout, and the ball trickles out of bounds. I like the Redskins' pace at times, Chuck, almost a little bit too much in a hurry.
Well, I don't think that's a real problem right now. They're not going to have this team set up and run a lot of sets in a half court. They want to get down and beat the defense back.
Right. Jacqueline Cadle gives it up to Cameron Francis. Hits a cutter in the paint. Mara Posey, good teamwork. Jacqueline Cadle, baseline right, nearly tied up with two white shirts. And it's ruled a jump ball arrow, Miami East. 2:06 to go, second quarter, Fort Loramie 24, Miami East 11, and the Redskins will inbound it to the right of the rim. Or I should say the Vikings will throw it in, right of the rim. Ball lobbed straight away, Kaylee Fetters, near side pass, Paxton Huntley dropped it, picked up by Jacqueline Cadle, throws it down low to the post. And it's batted out of bounds off Fort Loramie, intended for Fetters. Playmaker Posey, baseline left. Minute 58 to go in the half. Good feed from out of bounds into the lane. Short shot missed. Vikings lay it up again, no. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds by Miami East, which missed two good opportunities.
That second one, it was harder to miss than to make.
1:52 left, second quarter, 24-11, Fort Loramie leads. Vikings pressuring three-quarter court. Fort Loramie inbounding, Avery Brandewey. Up the near side to Colleen. Colleen, spin maneuver, top of the circle, sets the attack. Fort Loramie up 13, minute 45 to go in the second. Here's a baseline throw for a teammate off the fingertips of the Redskin player who could not hang on. It was Jaden Rose, and it's out of bounds to Miami East. 24-11 Redskins, minute 32 to go first half. 30 feet out, Abigail Cadle finds an open player down low on the left, driving to the rim. Marin Gross up with the left hand, strong foul against Fort Loramie. A couple of free throws here for Marin Gross of the Vikings with a minute 29 to go in the second. Reminding our radio station board operator, we will have a two-minute radio station break at the end of the first half. At the end of the first half. We have a minute 29 on the clock at this point. First free throw, no good by Marin Gross. Second shot is right on the money.
I don't know how you miss your first shot that badly and then make the second one.
First one wide left, didn't hit the rim. Second shot didn't hit the rim either because it was all net. 24-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins throw it away in the half court. Here come the Vikings on a steal. Slipping down the floor, Abigail Cadle, deep in the left corner, double teamed. She's being suffocated by Fort Loramie's D, and the Vikings get a timeout, a belated one, just before 5 seconds elapse. A minute 5 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 24, Miami East 12 on scores, broadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And this reminder here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We are brought to you by these Fort Loramie Games sponsors. These three are with us for Fort Loramie Games only. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Miami's with the ball, foul line extended left, 17-footer, Jacqueline Cadle off the mark. Rebound down to Fort Loramie, 3-on-2, out ahead, Kara Meyer drives to the hoop, foul from behind by the Vikings. Kara Meyer's got two at the stripe. Both teams love to push the basketball. Fort Loramie's done a little better job of it in this game, leading 24-12. A couple of foul shots, Kara Meyer, the first is strong off the back brace. Second one coming up.
If Meyer makes this, Loramie will have had eight young ladies that scored in the first half.
It's around and out to the left, no good. Vikings with the rebound. Up ahead, Mariposi lobbing it to Marin Gross. Low in the left block, off her fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover count, Chuck, how many for the Vikings in this game?
That is their 11th. Loramie's turned at 6.
We've got 9 players in backcourt here. Pressure by Miami East. An attempted steal by Marin Gross, who pokes it out of bounds. And now at side court, Kara Meyer is the playmaker for Fort Loramie. Redskins with a substitution here. Victoria Mesher checks back in. And out is Aubrey Baker. They're zipping up the right side. Victoria Mesher for Fort Loramie. Got in a hurry. Lost the ball. Batted it to a teammate. It is Randowee with it now between the circles. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Reminding the radio station, we have a 2-minute radio station break coming up at the end of this quarter, the end of the first half. Good steal by Miami East at midcourt. Here's a driving layup blown on the play, missed by Gross. Loose ball rebound, blue shirts, white shirts, tie up. 12.6 to go, second quarter. Possession Vikings, no, Redskins. Both clubs have missed a number of close-in shots they'll make in the next week or two, for sure. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Late second quarter. Redskins up 12. Top of the circle, Victoria Mesher. Throws inside the arc on the left. Jumper, Redskins, 2-pointer. Yes! Yes! Beautiful shot, beating the buzzer for Fort Loramie. Ava Turner notched it all cord. Redskins were in a hurry, hustling the ball around the top of the key, trying to find the open player, and it was Ava Turner with a buzzer beater, lifting Fort Loramie to a 26-12 halftime lead. Radio station break upcoming, a 2-minute break. Fort Loramie leads the Vikings by 14 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number
number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on the phone for high school sports and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, our broadcast partner. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. The young Redskins look pretty good, leading Miami East 26-12 here at the half. Chuck?
Yeah, I mean, they've done some good things. They've turned the ball over more than they want to. They missed some shots they're going to make later, but, you know, they've got the 14-point lead against a pretty good basketball team. So,
right.
And they played nine girls in the first, and that's with Schultes not playing tonight. So
yes.
If she's got 10 right now that can get into the rotation, it's just going to be typical Fort Loramie basketball before it's over. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, they were led by Ava Turner. She had six. They got six from Avery Brandewey, four from Victoria Mesher. I'm gonna know these girls before too long. Three from Skylar Albers, three from Jaden Rose, two from Colleen Brandaway, two from O'Reilly Heitkamp. They scored 12 and 14, 26 in the first half. Miami East, Kennedy Ellifritz had four, three from Jacqueline Cadle. Then they got two each from Paxton Hunley, Kaylee Fetters, and they got a free throw from Marin Gross. They scored 5 and 7, and they trail at 26-12. Out-rebounded 20-11, 4-2 on the offensive boards, turned it 11 times, and the Redskins turned it 6.
A pretty even game after Fort Loramie jumped out on top 11-7.
Exactly.
That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie 26, Miami East 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. We could never have gotten started back in 2006 and 7 without the terrific support from the folks at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, and has been for 15 years. We salute LaCalle Equipment, which at the half of each game highlights outstanding student-athletes in 4 Fort Loramie. Now let's take a look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors this year. Colleen Brandewey, Riley Heitkamp, Aubrey Baker, Ava Shouldis, Kara Meyer, and Allison Schmidtmeyer. Seniors for the Fort Loramie girls here in 2021-22. Brought to you by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCalle Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCalle began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCalle for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCalle Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Miami East has the ball to start the third quarter of action. 26-12. Redskins lead by 14. Good backdoor play by Miami East. Boy, that was set up by head coach Bruce Vanover at halftime. Who got the field goal, Chuck?
The basket was by Marin Gross.
Marin Gross with a very nifty drive. And the teammate out high, Jacqueline Cato, founder, with a beautiful thrown ball. And it's 26-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. This game was 11-0 in favor of the Redskins. Since then, it's been pretty even. Opening 30 seconds, third quarter of play. Miami East is coming out high to check Fort Loramie tightly. Ball thrown left corner. Colleen Brandewey open. It's a trip ball right down through the bottom of the well. 29-14, Brandewey buries it. 1 minute gone here in the second half. Miami East with the ball deep in the left corner. It is Posey. Posey starts a drive, runs over a Redskin. It's an offensive foul.
That was Heitkamp.
Riley Heitkamp was flattened on the play.
Yep. Gee, shut up laughing.
Little Riley almost disappeared in the floor.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, as basketball players, when you take a charge, that's as exciting as scoring.
Oh, yeah. Redskins ball is lobbed across court to Albers. Feeds foul line to Kara Meyer. Open from 15, wide left. Long rebound for Loramie. Jump shot away. Good! Dropped in by Albers. Couple of steps inside the arc. 31-14. Fort Loramie leads. 6.5 to go in the third. Here is Gross. Right corner, goes baseline, drive, shoots, blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Chuck, I failed to make a remark about the beautiful hardwood floor here at the Fort Loramie gym. Resurfaced, recolored, reshadowed. It is outstanding. Beautiful appearance.
During a rain delay for Loramie, Dan Holland brought me over here and showed me around. They're very proud of it, and they should be.
It sparkles. It's quite dazzling. Well, we've had two or three quick exchanges of the basketball. Then a tie-up ensues, and it will be Vikings possession. Fort Loramie, ball.
Yeah.
Redskins up 17, 31, 14, 6:11 to go here in the third quarter. Trying to keep track of Fort Loramie's changes is trying to keep track of a hockey match and all the personnel who come in and out so quickly. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt trying to dribble against pressure. And Riley Heitkamp is squeezed and fouled.
Yeah, the Miami East fans didn't like it, but she got bumped. I mean, if she keeps control of the ball, they probably don't call it. But she lost the ball, so
yep.
They have no choice.
Advantage gained by the defense as a result of the contact, so the foul's got to be whistled. Fort Loramie with possession to our left. It's Riley Heitkamp throwing the foul line to Avery Brandewey. Drops it down to Colleen in the lane. Right wing Ava Turner. Right back into Colleen, who's trying to post up. Outside the arc on the left, it's Riley. A long triple off to the left, no good. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by the Vikings. 31-14, Fort Loramie, 5:43 to go here in the third. Redskins inbounding baseline right. Playmaker is Riley Heitkamp. Official hands her the ball. She peers in. Goes foul line to Brandewey. Steps back. Shoots the 17-footer. It's off the heel. Long rebound, Miami East. Comes down to Paxton Hundley, who gives it up to Fetters. Fetters jacks up a three. In and out. Tough break. Rebound baseline left. Vikings to the rim. It is laid up there by Musselman. Short. The 6-footer couldn't get it to go. A rebound taken down by Fort Loramie, but with the Redskins foul in doing so.
No, they called it on.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it went the other way. Against Miami East, Fort Loramie possession. Redskins over the Vikings, 31-14, 5:22 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding in backcourt. It goes to Colleen, who then gets it back. Good crossover dribble. Out of trouble now. Hand off to Victoria Mesher, who's in. The 6-foot Frosch. Victoria's got it between the circles. 25 feet away on the left is Brandewey. Ball high overhead. Picks up her dribble. Weaves to Jaden Rose. Jaden to Mesher, 35 feet out. close to midcourt now. Weave is on. Here's Riley Heitkamp. The right side of the floor to Jaden Rose. Baseline right, Mesher nearly walked. Nice wraparound pass to Colleen, back to Mesher. Mesher starts to drive, baseline right, back to the basket. Fell down, lost it, got it back. Long possession, Redskins up 17, 4.5 to go in the third. And there's an errant pass, whipped into the right corner, out of bounds. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 101 East Pike. Outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Full line of prescriptions and over the counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in just 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, 101 East Pike. 10-6 Monday to Friday. 10-1 on Saturday. Missed shot by Miami East. Rebound down to Kara Meyer. Meyer had ahead to Brandewee between the circles. Heitkamp sets it up. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 17. Brandewee top of the circle. Right wing Riley. Bounce pass beneath the backboard. Left corner Mesher. Back on top to Colleen, who sets the attack. Here's Heitkamp. Good bounce pass, wrap around, baseline right to Avery Brandewee, into the left corner to Meyer, shot short, long rebound though, Fort Loramie. Here's a drive, ball thrown up on the run by Heitkamp, no good, rebound jammed out of bounds by the Vikings, and Fort Loramie gets another shot at it, up 31-14, with 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. And the Redskins take a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is Fort Loramie possession below the backboard. Ball thrown to Victoria Mesher at the foul line. She pivots in the lane, gives it to Kara Meyer behind her, threw her hands out of bounds. Substitution, Fort Loramie.
That'll come with time. She doesn't look to shoot the ball right now as a freshman. She needs to, when she works on her moves, that's going to be a shot, not a pass.
Right. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 17, 31-14. Miami East with a possession. Here's a left wing three ball. It's a beauty. Wow. Pitched in from downtown by Paxton Hundley, a 5'5 senior, a 6-point score a year ago. Heitkamp back in a hurry for Fort Loramie. Gives it up on the arc to Albers. She lets it fly. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound Vikings. 31-17 Fort Loramie. 2:56 to go in the third. Hundley 25 feet away. Coming out to catch the 6-footer Musselman. On a weave, Posey's got it. 25 feet out. Being guarded tightly on the play by Aubrey Baker of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to the post. Musselman turns and misses. Rebound Redskins. Long heave down to Mesher. Victoria dashes into the lane. Jump ball called. Good defense, Vikings. Arrow will favor Miami East. 2:31 to go in the third quarter. 31-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank and Osgood Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. A miss by Miami East, and then a fast break by Fort Loramie. Shot missed, follow good
Brandewey.
By Avery Brandewey. 33-17, Fort Loramie in the lead with 16. Here's a good spin move in the post by Musselman of Miami East, and she's hooked on the play by a Redskin, and the foul is whistled. Ball out of bounds, baseline right to Miami East with 1:56 to go here in the third quarter. Ruled to be in the act of shooting, I believe. Yep. And Musselman gets a pair.
If they're shooting, I wonder why they're substituting. They're not allowed to on the first shot.
And the officials are conferring about that very subject. Two free throws awarded. That was a borderline call. Was she shooting or not? And she gets the benefit of the doubt. Does Musselman for Miami East. Free throw on the way. Swish. 33-18, Fort Loramie leads. Jackson Center Pro Hardware with solid wood kitchen cabinets and soft closed doors and drawers. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores. Plus 11% more off. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Delivery $49. Free in-house measurements. You can't go wrong. Two locations now. Pro Hardware in Jackson Center and in Greenville. Call Darren Yinkst. 937-596-6360. Darren Yinkst, 596-6360. It's the solid wood kitchen cabinet deal at Jackson Center Pro Hardware and Greenville Pro Hardware. Missed shot by Fort Loramie. Miami East down the floor to the lane. Redskins steal it. Ball loose. A scrum. And a white jersey comes out of there with it. It's Turner. Hand off in backcourt to Brandewey, who darts into the right corner. A minute 11 to go in the third. Redskins up 14. Fort Loramie looking inside. They find Mesher foul line. Oh, what a head fake. Down the lane, laid it up. Oh, it rolled off. Rebound Mesher fouled on the play by Miami East. That initial shot by Victoria. She'll make 9 of the next 10. She was in traffic. But the freshman, Chuck, does not look like a freshman.
No, that was a nice move. I think she got fouled on that.
Right.
But the other freshman got the rebound at the free throw line.
Free throw shot pumped up there and missed by Avery Brandewey. That was a 1-2 punch on the backboard. Victoria Mesher and Avery Brandewey, the two frosh. Neither could get the shot to go. Oh, so close. Avery was fouled. First free throw short. Second one upcoming. Halftime score, Chuck, was what?
26-12.
So it's a 7-7 standoff here in the third period. Both free throws missed. Second one long by Avery. Rebound comes long to Fort Loramie. Drop down inside to a Redskin. Layup is good. Olivia Mesher, the junior. The 5'7", 11th grader drops it home. Steal Fort Loramie at midcourt. Taken away by Avery Brandewey. 35-19 Redskins. Half minute left in the third. Ball rotated left side to Riley. Guns a three. Looks good. It's a little short. Long rebound Fort Loramie. On the arc, jump shot, maybe a foul, no call. Rebound below the rim, Avery taken away by Miami East. Stolen back by Fort Loramie. 19 to go in the third. Baseline left, open player Olivia Mesher, tied up momentarily. Redskins flip it around, look at the clock, 9 to go in the third. Coming out to catch Jaden Rose. Here's Ava Turner, her pass to the head of the key, punched away by Miami East, and that'll do it. Fort Loramie could not get a last shot. Third quarter over, Fort Loramie 35, Miami East 19 on scores, broadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale you will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Car and light truck repair, too. Free pickup and delivery. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Reman Drywall in Anna. R-E-A-M-A-N. Reman. Offering professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep. High customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses, too. You'll benefit from the 20-year Reman reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work done right, get it done right the Reman way. Reman Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right with Reman. Our radio station sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Germain of Sydney, outstanding new and used cars, Cromus Funeral Home in Piqua, plus Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Thank you very much. Fort Loramie leading Miami East 35-19 as we start playing the fourth. And Sydney was beaten by Rushi in girls action at Sydney High School tonight, a game that tipped at 7. Foul line, open player, Ava Turner, Fort Loramie, and bangs in a 16-footer. Ava Turner, very good shooter, hasn't taken many shots, but I think she's nailed, what, 3, Chuck?
Yeah, she's got 8 points now.
Here's a long triple outside the arc by Posey of Miami East, wide right. Rebound Fort Loramie, quickly into the far right corner is Heitkamp. Feeds in the post, there's a travel missed by the referee, and that one is caught. Steps against Turner.
Well, that was nice of Ava to go ahead and travel to make sure that they got the call right.
7:12 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie 37, Miami East 19. Here come the Vikings down the right side. Overplay by Fort Loramie and a steal. Then Miami East bats it up in the air into the second row.
I figured you'd call me this week and tell me we were going to do the Texas Tech game on the radio since they lost their announcers for they gave the officials' names out on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
And said that the Big 12 didn't want them to win. They were trying to make Iowa State win the game. I think I suspended for a game.
I missed that story. Here's a drive down the lane. Colleen Brandewee lays it up on the rim. It hangs. No good, but a foul against Miami East. That was a good set play, freeing up Colleen Brandewee down the paint for Fort Loramie. 6:51 left here in the fourth. 37-19, Fort Loramie in the lead. Free throw by Brandewee is right there. Well, most generally, Chuck, we may disagree with the call a little bit. We'll say it's a 50-50 decision. Officials were right on it. They sold it. We play on. Every now and then, when a 10-second call is made in backcourt and only 5 seconds have elapsed, then you speak out a little bit.
I think the officiating in the JV game was outstanding.
Super.
And the officiating here in the varsity game, you haven't noticed them at all, which means they're doing a great job.
Yes. Miami East throws it out of bounds. Fort Loramie against pressure in backcourt, up now by 20. Redskins' biggest lead, 39-19. Brandewee down the left side, crossover dribble between the circles, veers to the right. Ball high overhead. Baseline right, Jaden Rose. Foul line, Ava Turner. Oh, runs down the paint area. Banked it in, Ava Turner. Next play. Well done by Ava. Nearly a steal by Riley Heitkamp in the forecourt. 41-19 Fort Loramie. 6 minutes to play. Overplay out high by Victoria Mescher. Driving all the way to the rack. No, it's Ava Turner on the steal. She took it 60 feet. Ava Turner with some dazzling play. Timeout East. Fort Loramie 43, Miami East 19, 6 to play in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Superior Aluminum in Arushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. We've been family-owned and operated at Arushi for over 55 years and are currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our growth. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum in Arushi. And if you have a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today and discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum in Arushi, a big supporter of area high school athletics. Here's Miami East Hundley out of the corner. A deep three, left wing, no good, strong. Rebound Fort Loramie, 3-on-2. Kara Meyer hits a teammate, driving is Turner, no good. But she's belted from behind, and she earns two at the strike. 43-19, Fort Loramie. Chuck, you were saying during our break, you add Ava Schultes, the 5'10 senior, to this group, and I'm telling you what, it's a club that in just a few weeks is going to be feared in the area.
Turner, Brandewey, and Schultes, that's a nice three scoring group right there. And they're going to get more and more help from the freshman. Avery Brandewey has 6 points tonight. I think she's played very, very well.
Sure has. Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher, a couple of ninth graders, a couple of young ladies who look like they're playing tonight as juniors, ninth graders.
And you get Albers out there, sophomore, on the three-point arc.
Yep.
They're going to be a formidable basketball team. A
couple of free throws just made by whom? Ava Turner?
Yes.
45-19 Fort Loramie. Here's a missed shot by Musselman in the lane. Follows, no. Rebound Gross. Miami still has it. Hundley straight on. Long three ball hits the back rim. Caroms out to Fort Loramie. 5:16 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 45-19. Brandewey, deep right corner, Albers. Throws to the post to Meyer. It's lost on the play. Picked up on the play, though, by the Redskins. And then Ava Turner tries to roll it to a teammate who's on the other side of the center line. Don't think the ball was deflected.
No.
Believe it was the right call.
I think so, too.
As the ball went into the backcourt. Vikings possession. Down 26. This was an 11-0 start for Fort Loramie. Then Miami East hung around. Vikings stayed within 13 or 14 for the next 15 minutes of playing time or so. And now Fort Loramie with a burst here in the second half is on top 45-22 as Hundley lofts in a long triple for the Vikings. 23-footer right down through the cylinder. 4.5 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie posting up. Here's a baseline drive. The scooper on the run. Colleen Brandewey drops it home. Athletic play. Countering quickly, Miami East. It's ruled an offensive foul. Tough break for the Vikings. That goes against Marin Gross. 47-22 in favor of Fort Loramie.
Well, there was contact there, but Marin took her arm and extended it to get some room, and that's what the official is going to call every time.
Redskins have on the floor Kara Meyer, also having checked in, Avery Brandewey, and having difficulty in backcourt here for Fort Loramie is Redskin Jaden Rose. She tumbles to the ground, ball loose. Miami scoops it up, and then the Redskins try to steal it back and foul. Side court, Vikings will throw in. Doing the duty, Marin Gross, 5'6 sophomore. 4 minutes, 12 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. 47-22 Fort Loramie. Biggest lead was at 45-19 just a moment ago. Ball thrown into the post by Miami East. Handled there with the back to the basket by Micaiah Musselman. Over the shoulder foul against Fort Loramie. It's common.
They called that on Brandon, and she had to look down at her jersey to see if it was her. That's a freshman. That's funny.
Ball pitched into Hundley, baseline right. She drives, flips it up, scores it, wipe it off the board, foul against the Redskins before the made shot.
Well, the fouls were 7-1 at one point, and now 7-4. So I know officials aren't supposed to notice that, but they do.
We are stuck at just over four to play in a slow-moving fourth quarter, 47-22 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed into Hundley, deflected on the play by Fort Loramie. Hundley tracks it down, and in so doing, double dribbles. That was caused by Redskins pressure.
Jaden Rose, boy, what hustle there.
Yep, Jaden Rose was dogging the Miami East player and caused the mistake. How many turnovers now for the Vikings?
That is 20.
Fort Loramie with possession. Colleen Brandewey between the rings. Goes right side on the play to a teammate who lofts it cross court. No one home. Out of bounds it goes.
Now the play was there. The pass was not good.
47-22 Fort Loramie. 3:52 left here in the fourth quarter. With the ball straight away, Miami East. And it is Abigail Cadle. Tries to go to the post with it. Picked off by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins down the floor. Baseline left, Kara Meyer. Open from 15. It hit the flange. Kicked out to the Vikings. Kara's missed a couple she would normally make. Here's a drive into the paint area. Hundley, a lot of contact. No foul. Loose ball rebound. It's a jump. Arrow favors the Vikings. Chuck, by way of recap for listeners who might be just joining us, first quarter score was?
It was 12-5, 26-12 at the half, and 35-19 at the end of three.
Then the Redskins pushed it out to 45-19. That was the biggest advantage. It's now 47-22, 3:24 to go in the fourth. Miami throws in to Musselman, foul line. Out back to Kennedy Ellifritz. Ella Fritz, the left-hander, gives it up. Baseline right, Abigail Cadle boxed in and throws it out of bounds below the basket. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Nine players in backcourt on most every inbounds play at the end line after a made basket or a turnover. Pressure by both teams all night long. Redskins hustle it down. Kara Meyer between the circles. Dribbles. Comes near side on the play to Allison Schmidtmeyer, who's in. Easy for me to say. Allison, 5'8 senior. Schmidtmeyer hands off to a teammate and gets it right back. Into the post. Twirling is Victoria Mesher and scores it. Nicely done. That's not a freshman move. That's a junior move by the freshman.
They'll take it all night long.
Good play. Victoria Mesher of Fort Loramie, which leads 49-22. Pivoted across the lane. Hit a runner. Deep three. Right corner. Hundley. Miami East. A little heavy. Long rebound down to Fort Loramie. 2:18 to go in the game. Reminding the station, we'll have a two-minute radio station break at the end of the fourth quarter. Not until then. Here's a wraparound pass into the post by Fort Loramie. Good dish on the play by Victoria Mesher to Allison Schmidtmeyer. Her post-up move, no good, but a foul on the Vikings. Like that two-person game right there.
Yep.
Allison Schmidtmeyer toes the stripe. 5'8 senior. Arches it up, and oh, a tough break. It swirled around the rim like a top. And spun out.
Now she ought to get a half point for that.
Yes, she should. Maybe three quarters. Second free throw, Allison. Deep knee bend. One bounce of the ball. Got it. 50-22, Fort Loramie. Redskins up 28. Really thought, Chuck, this would be a much closer game. Here's a baseline drive by Hundley of Miami East. Banked it up, no good. Tip in the lane, short by Musselman. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Over the center stripe is Riley Heitkamp to Schmidtmeyer. Between the rings, handled by Aubrey Baker. Left flank, Victoria Mesher. Deep left corner, Riley Heitkamp. A little pick and roll with Victoria. Baseline left, good D by Miami East. Mesher fumbles it out of bounds.
So I thought we might see some zone out of Miami East, but they were down 11-0 to start the game. They never had a chance to even go into it. Yep. Would have liked to have seen Loramie attack a little zone tonight.
You're right. And Miami East really didn't have the situation. Minute 27 to go in the fourth. Vikings take a timeout. 50-22 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
One of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Dickman Supply. What's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's got to be Dickman. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and even a standby generator. We take pride at Dickman in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. A miss by Miami East. Redskins have it a minute to go. Up 50-22. Ball whistled around the arc and thrown baseline left to Olivia Mesher. Here's a drive into the paint area. Runner attempted. Good shot by Aubrey Baker. Bumped on the play, and she is awarded two. Our Fort Loramie Games sponsors tonight with us for just Fort Loramie Games only. They are Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks to them and our other 25 underwriting sponsors as well. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Both free throws missed by Baker. Rebound down to Miami East. Here's a pull-up J. Foul line extended left. Hundley sinks it. By mistake, Abigail Cadel on the make. Good jump shot by her. 50-24, Fort Loramie. 30 seconds to go in the game. Redskins heave it down the right side. It is off the fingertips of a Fort Loramie player and out of bounds. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Thanks as well to Clancy's Restaurant on Wapak Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, about whom we just spoke, in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered at Goffney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom and Minster, S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Both teams in the last 15 seconds exchange turnovers. Buzzer sounds, that's it. Fort Loramie, in rather easy fashion, defeats Miami East tonight. The Redskins girls 50, the Vikings 24. The 26-point differential matches the 45-19 count there late in the fourth quarter. That the widest margin of this game, 26 points. Redskins, for being so young and really short in size, look mighty good. Had three to five minute spurts of excellent basketball here today. Miami simply didn't shoot it very well. Fort Loramie played a lot of people. Things haven't changed. Pressure defense start to finish for Fort Loramie. Expectations once again very high. I think you have to put things into perspective. Stop and think about it for a minute. 55-1 the last 2 years. 55-1 the Fort Loramie teams the last two seasons far exceeded any realistic expectations. They were extraordinary, magnificent, highly unique, one of a kind. Those two teams may never be repeated in Ohio High School Athletic Association girls D4 basketball. Goals are high for this team. A lot of talent. We'll be back to wrap it up. We've got our two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break. Fort Loramie defeats Miami East 50-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins girls defeat the Vikings of Miami East by a final tally of, what was it, Chuck, 50-24?
50-24.
26-point win by Fort Loramie. And the girls spread the scoring around. Hockey line changes often for Fort Loramie, nothing new. Pressure defense, end line to end line, nothing new. And Fort Loramie has got some promise. A lot of young ladies know how to play this game, and Fort Loramie's not big. It's a small team, no question about it. Keep in mind, Ava Schultes, the tallest on this roster, at about 5'10". Ankle injury, will play Tuesday, did not play tonight. She was out and yet Fort Loramie handled Miami East very easily. Chuck, it was pretty daggone good opening night show.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, they had some young people that stepped up and did what, you know, they hoped they would do. And then Colleen Brandewee kind of led the way. She controlled things. Riley Heitkamp, Riley didn't score, or she had two, but they don't need her to score. They need her to handle the ball and distribute, and that's what she did tonight.
Taking a look at the scoring specifically?
Well, looking at Miami East, they were led by Paxton Hunley with 8. On the other side, Ava Turner had 14. And Colleen Brandewee had 11. Avery Brandewee had 6. Victoria Mesher had 6. They got 5 from Skylar Albers. And then 3 from Jaden Rose. And 2 each from Olivia Mesher and Riley Heitkamp, and then a single point by Allison Schmidtmeyer. 50-24 was the final. Mike Clancy's player of the game for Miami East is Paxton Hunley. And on the other side, it's Ava Turner and Avery Brandewee, because you had to have your name start with an A to get it this time.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A real quick plug here before we sign off for one of our Botkins and one of our Anna sponsors on Scores Broadcast. Steve and Ted Services in Anna services, repairs, sells, and installs residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's back in 2002, and they quickly built an excellent reputation for offering quality products and services at affordable prices. Steve and Ted's offering flexible finance options. Steve and Ted Services, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. I've stopped in at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, Chuck. Outstanding food. It's really good. A favorite of the home crowd in Botkins is Meyer's. Also a favorite for those folks from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast at 6, phenomenal omelets, great starters, and terrific strip, sirloin, steak dinners, just $12.50. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcoming you for any meal of the day. Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Chuck, a final observation from you as we look forward to Tuesday night's game right here. Rushi at Fort Loramie should be an outstanding girls contest. Fort Loramie wins big tonight, and Rushi pulls away, wins easily at Sydney.
Well, I mean, it's going to be a good game. Psychologically, the advantage goes to Loramie for the fact that they have dominated Rushi the last few years. But I'll tell you what, Sherman at her size and Paul Bremingen being their coach now, I think what you're going to see is her down on the block, them throwing her the ball, and her getting 15 or 20 shots in the game Tuesday night.
Is it too premature to say that that might very well be the SCAL Girls Championship game on Tuesday night?
Well, it's one of two.
Right. Yes.
And I'll tell you, this is a great gym. But there's something about Rushi's gym. They just,
right.
Boys and girls, tend to play really well there. So this is a big game Tuesday night for Loramie. This is one I think they need to win if they want to win another league championship.
And look for Ava Schultes to play on Tuesday night.
That'll be very helpful.
A great game tonight. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Fort Loramie girls. Wow. I was impressed, Chuck.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, I'm very impressed. And you add Ava Schultes to the mix, and the Redskins are going to be tough to handle. Rushi is one of the real tough customers on the Fort Loramie schedule,
right,
which is grueling. Keep in mind, Fort Loramie plays Mac Schools, Versailles and Minster both away. Findlay, Liberty, Benton, Ottawa, Glandorf away, Lima, Bath at home.
They kind of owe Lima Bath one, don't they?
Yeah. It's a tough slate indeed. 10 home and 12 on the road. Starting out with two home games here at the beginning.
Right.
Winning the night over Miami East. And then Rushi comes to town on Tuesday. So many thanks to our radio station sponsors tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Thanks to our online listeners on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. For Chuck, I'm Jack Kramer, saying good night from Fort Loramie. We'll talk to you on Tuesday evening at about 7. Fort Loramie defeats Miami East 50-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.